Are you ready? Good. Go, sir.
Okay, my name is...
hold on. We're not counting this. I don't think your mic is on yet. Try it now.
Hello.
No, yeah.
Maybe talk louder.
Hello.
That's better. Yeah. You got to talk close to it.
I'm working on the Spanish language task force implementation, and so far nothing has been implemented. And according to the rules that was passed here last summer, in August or in June, I believe, and supposedly by the end of August 31st, they were supposed to be implemented. Well, here we are in middle of November, and it hasn't been done. And I mean, who is dragging their feet, and why is that being so? To me, the demographics have changed here in Southern California, especially in California. If you don't reach out to the Spanish language and bilingual Chicanos, there's at least 5 million Chicanos and Chicanas in the county and this catchment area. So why isn't that a priority? We need to get that part of that demographic so that they can participate. And the way we can do it is if we implement the 5 hours more of Spanish and bilingual programming. And I don't know who's holding it back. Is it the PD, the IPD? I don't see him around here anymore. So is he on half time or what? Or has he ever been on full time? Those are the questions that we ask ourselves, and we need that to be dealt with, because you know, as the go time goes by more and more, we're losing, and there's some very important issues that are being brought up in the election process and with the Republicans about how they want to deport all of us. All that shit has to stop. You know, with racism, it's not only nationally, it's permeated into KPFK, and I've known it for many years that I've been around here.
Thank you very much. Sister Charlene?
I'm pretty... is it on?
Yes.
I'm excited about the amount of work that's taking place today, you know, despite what usually happens, which is the war, right? But it's necessary. We have differences of opinions, but I'm really happy that the meeting is flowing and things are getting done. I'm in solidarity, of course, with our indigenous brothers and sisters that whatever reason the Spanish language cards or things are not done, let's just find out where they are, can we get them back, let's get it done. And then also, I like what you said, Brother Chuck, about, you know, paying people to really just hurt the station. And also I just want to say that, far be it for me to say how programmers and people who feel that they have been wrong respond to their audiences, right? But I just want to put on record that some of us are brave, I'm sorry, liberated sisters for years. This whole premium issue didn't start with Leslie Radford. And so it's disingenuous and it's really outright wrong to just act like it's on her footsteps, right? This is a problem that the board should have solved within its power as well as the GM. So let's be clear here. The premium problem has been taking place. I have Dr. Jolie Harris, who's a scholar, who has been cursed out. Listeners called, cursed him out. People paid in advance for premiums and didn't get them. But we didn't quit. So I say, if you want to quit KPFK, quit. But quit quietly. Just go. Goodbye. We got it.
Be gone.
Yes, Bella.
So this is Bella DeSoto. We collected $106. I feel that we collected much, much more than that. Or I shouldn't say much, much. I can say much. Again, I go back to the sabotage factor. I know we don't want to accept that. It's been in the works for a while. There is a spreadsheet, 12 pages, that Leslie Radford sent out. We will be reviewing this on the Finance Committee. I am also alarmed that the Spanish-speaking community has been completely, completely denied the respect. It's duly respect when we have such a significant population of Spanish-speaking. And remember, the CPB, their threshold, their requirements. So we are violating many areas of many fronts. And no cards to promote the upcoming expansion of 5 hours, and no promotion for the candidates that are running. The Spanish-speaking programming community has questions to ask these candidates, as all of us. And this is significant. We have to look at where the money comes. The Spanish-speaking community pays a lot of money to KPFK for its premiums. I hear the names when they're being announced. I see the names on the list. This is no small matter. So we have got to be paying close attention. I'm at time. There's just so much to cover. But we're working. And since I am at KPFK, Believe me, I'm doing my very best to
thank
get
you.
The paperwork.
Thank you, Bella. Israel?
Yeah, once again, there needs to be a sense of priority and visibility of time. There's no reason why Leslie shouldn't have extensive of time to answer these questions in more detail. I would hope someone would make that motion if necessary. So the questions are relevant to ask the various people. And it's unfair to them, unfair to her, unfair to us not to give the time. And the whole matter of priorities comes up again in our meetings. What are the important things? Kim mentioned bankruptcy. Well, they'll come up with the LFP report. I mean, with BNB, I suppose. But what's that all about? I don't know what it's all about. The point is, there are issues that ought to take priority of our time to discuss, and we should allot the time for that and not go in some routine fashion or to cut it off. So I would appeal to you to have a sense of priorities and give enough time for things to be done. And on the elections, I just got my ballot a couple of days ago. Some people haven't gotten them. But the whole process is such that there needs to be an extension of time for the whole election process. That's the number one thing at this point, to you sort out who did what or didn't do what and what's to be done. That's the number one thing I'd say. More time extending the election process, even if it goes beyond the December or whatever it is deadline. I guess from the PNB report, we can just talk about that some more.
Thank you, Israel. Adam?
Just quickly, I wanted to correct the record. The Spanish language programming during this fund drive brought in more money than they have, to my knowledge, in any previous fund drive. They busted their asses. You know, and that outreach to those communities are those events. And to be honest, we're not doing enough of that. Let's get on that this month. Let's do that now. And that's it. That's
thank
beautiful.
You.
Y'all killed it.
We have what left?
Hold on
before you start.
Let him.
Hold on. You'll be the last speaker. We have 90 seconds.
Yeah,
we 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, the last speaker.
That's what I just said. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just a couple of specifics in following up on some of these questions. I mean, who are the point people on outreach to the Chicano, Mexicano, Latino community? Also, in regards to the People's School of Broadcasting, who are the staff involved, and what is the outreach or catchment methods to try to recruit trainees? And that included any outreach to your affiliate stations, outreach to other college and community stations in the area. I think that's it. Thank you.
No, thank you. You have 2.5 minutes now, Leslie, to respond to the public comment.
Okay, there seem to be two questions about Spanish language programming. One is the fact that they were pulled during the last 3 weeks of the fund drive, and let me address that by saying virtually all unpaid programming was pulled during the last 3 weeks of the fund drive. That was not particular to the Spanish language programming. The other question is implementation of the 5 additional hours. We have 3 proposals before us at this point, 2 from the Spanish language community, one that Alan is working on. I will pressure him to come to some resolution on those, but it will involve a major rework of the entire grid to find those 5 hours available. So we need to look at that and consider not just getting the Spanish language programming on, but I think we need an entire grid rework that may begin with that. And it should be a priority, I agree. Let's see. Who are the point people on Spanish outreach right now? It's our Spanish language programmers who have been doing, I think, a fantastic job of undertaking that for us. And, you know, like everything else around the station at this point, a lot is being undertaken by unpaid staff and volunteers, for whom I am very grateful. Who are the staff involved in the People's School of Broadcasting? We have some of our paid staff who are going to be volunteering to be part of that school. We have some of our volunteers and our community relations coordinator is working on that. We have a number of people who are pulling that project together. Outreach on that, we are going to undertake the pilot program, probably with a group from a community college broadcasting class that we've been in touch with, as well as a group from one of the community organizations, and I forget which one, that we've been in touch with and start the pilot program there. and then go ahead as that progresses and we smooth out the bumps to start broadcast, making that available as an internship throughout the community college and perhaps the university system. But we do want to do this pilot program first and see how it rolls before we present that, because we have to have a complete curriculum before we go into the formal internship process. Am I at my time, or should I go back?
You have 8 seconds.
I have 8 seconds. Let's see.
On-air
campaigning is, frankly, beyond me. Again, that is an election issue and not one that I can undertake as general manager. I'm hoping that the national election supervisor or the local election supervisor or somebody will tell me how to handle that, but I was instructed by the local election supervisor that I do not make those determinations and only enforce them.
All right. Question of the board, and I apologize. Reasons I won't bore you with, I wasn't really fully aware of this problem until I've listened to all of you at the board, and I'm mindful of what Israel said. Do we want to leave this meeting today without having tried to take any action with respect to the election, with respect to not having an election supervisor? Do we want to simply hope for the best or what? Yes?
I will have a full report when we get to the draft inspection. Yeah.
Can you
Good.
Take the mic, please? We cannot...
Oh, no, fair enough.
We cannot hear her.
Yes. What she said was, what in response to my question, Bella...
Can you let her answer?
I will present a full report on the elections, including national and local elections.
Thank you very much. All right.
When we get to that report, I recommend that we adjourn and go into the delegates' assembly.
Is that a motion?
Second.
You don't need to. We have a
time. We're at time.
Oh, we're at time. Hold on. Anyone object to that?
The agenda approves the order of business. We have to
Yes,
do it.
We have to do it. So then we're now at the delegates meeting. We're now at the delegates meeting, correct?
No, we have to adjourn this.
We're adjourning this. Are we taking a 5-minute break or no?
I was hoping to stand up.
Bathroom. I guess we're taking a break.
We're taking a quick bathroom break. And then we'll reconvene as the delegates. Just so people are aware, the delegates assembly is the same people as the local station board, but because of the technicalities of how Pacifica is structured, the delegates are actually a higher body than the local station board. The delegates elect some of their own membership to the national board, and then as the local station board, we function as a subcommittee of the national board. So the business of the delegates assembly is to consider certain bylaws amendments, which will then govern the entire foundation. The bylaws that have been approved by the national board must also be approved by 3 of the local stations meeting as delegates, and so that's what we're about to do.
Thank you, Brother Michael.
That was the agenda.
2 or 3.
Is that a closed meeting?
No, it's an open meeting. It's not an executive session. The bylaws amendments under consideration have been posted on the Pacifica National website for months.
And you'll get a copy, too.
Okay.
Thank you.